The Black Caps captain Kane Williamson concedes they got their selections wrong as they fell to a 6-wicket loss to Pakistan, their first defeat of the Cricket World Cup. The New Zealanders chose to bat first in Birmingham and were quickly on the back foot on 83/5 before an unbeaten 97 from Jimmy Neesham helped them post a modest 237/6. In reply, Pakistan played the perfect chase with Babar Azam scoring an unbeaten century and Harris Sahail 68 as they cruised to the victory target with 5 balls to spare. Williamson tried 8 bowlers, including himself, but they couldn't take the necessary wickets or apply enough pressure. Spinner Mitchell Santner bowled well but had little support, and Williamson concedes they could have done with a second tweaker, Anish Sodhi.
When the threat is spin, especially when the wicket became a lot slower, it was still turning square, and even managed to bowl some myself, which was unusual. But we were trying to get anybody in there that would rotate the ball. Mitch Santner's a world-class performer for us, bowled beautifully on a surface that suited him.
Kane Williamson. New Zealand remains second on the table, and victory against either Australia or England in their last 2 games will guarantee them a semi-final spot. However, they could still advance without winning either. Pakistan are now level on points with 5th-placed Bangladesh and remain in the hunt to make the last 4. The former Olympic gold medalist and IOC member Barry Maister has been honoured at the International Olympic Committee Congress in Lausanne. Maister was a member of the victorious New Zealand men's hockey team that won gold in 1976 and was also an IOC member from 2010 to 2018. He was awarded the Olympic Order, the highest honour within the IOC. Meanwhile, the IOC has officially taken over the boxing qualification and competition for next year's Tokyo Olympics and suspended International Boxing Federation IBA. The IOC will almost treble the number of women boxers in Tokyo to 100, up from 36 at the 2016 Rio Games. And Rugby World Cup winning head coach Sir Graham Henry believes that Wales boss Warren Gatland is the logical choice for the All Blacks' next coach when Steve Hansen steps down following this year's tournament. Koe na purongo, hakina kina.